Doug Dias expects to take the reins of the Tri-District July 1st. The district includes Williamstown and Lanesboro Elementary Schools, as well as the Mount Greylock Regional School District. Currently principal of Medway High School in Eastern Massachusetts, Dias previously spent 5 years as Canton High School's principal. He was also in the running for superintendent spots in the West Springfield and Pioneer Valley School Districts.
I visited it, I did the research, and found it to be a wonderful learning environment that one where I would want my own children to attend, to be honest with you. There's so many good things happening there in both communities, the commitment to education. And on my site visit when I was there, people were constantly talking about children and children learning. And I couldn't come up with a reason why I would not want to be there.
Dias will take over for Gordon Noseworthy, who was brought in on an interim basis in January. A month earlier, Rose Ellis retired after roughly 4 years leading the Tri-District and 15 years working with its schools. Ellis spoke with WAMC News in August.
I feel that my schools are strong, they're solid, capable of taking on the challenges that may lie ahead, and I know there will be challenges. But there's been opportunity to strengthen the schools, the three schools, and that has been gratifying.
The Tri-District was created in 2010 with Ellis at the helm overseeing more than 240 faculty and staff and more than 1,200 students. The schools share administrative offices and services, but still have separate committees and governing bodies. The district conducted an initial search in the fall that turned up about 6 applicants, so another search was held in the spring with about a dozen people applying. Mount Greylock School Committee Chair Kerry Green says Dias was well received by parents, students, and staff during visits to the schools.
It was clear that he was going to be a good fit for the Tri-District. He was really interested in our challenges as well as our successes, our challenge of regionalization, fully regionalizing pre-K-12, the building project for the Mount Greylock Middle School and High School, the relationship between the two towns, even the question of whether the Tri-District should remain a Tri-District. He was very responsive to all of those issues that we've been sort of grappling with over the last few years.
Dias holds a bachelor's degree from Massachusetts Maritime Academy in marine engineering and a master's degree in educational administration from UMass Boston. He also earned master's degrees from Boston College in teaching and physics. His doctorate in educational leadership is also from Boston College. Poised to begin his first superintendent post, Dias says he wants to learn as much as he can as soon as he can without imposing himself on the district at the end of the school year.
You know, having three distinctive school committees is going to be, at times, it might be a challenge, but I find it one I'm looking forward to in some ways to learn more about how each one of them is different and keeps that individuality in many ways.
Dias is to be paid $150,000 in the first year of a 3-year contract. Rates for the following years are to be negotiated. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.